Chapter 3. How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. By Frank Betker. 1947. In a nutshell, every successful person knows how to sell what they offer. Enthusiasm and organization are the basic elements in selling. Frank Betker had once been something of a baseball star, playing for the St. Louis Cardinals. An injury to his arm ended his sporting career, and with no particular skills, he wound up cycling the streets of his hometown, Philadelphia, collecting installments for a furniture company. After 2 miserable years at this, he tried his hand at selling life insurance, and fared even worse, deciding that he was never cut out to be a salesman. How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling is the account of what he learned to enable his transformation from struggler to the star of his firm. Though ostensibly about how to sell, it's in fact a classic personal success guide. Though giving amusing insights into the life of an insurance agent in the 1930s and 1940s, it's in many ways quite timeless. Confidence through speaking well. To overcome a desperate fear that clearly held him back from making sales, at the age of 29, Betker inquired at his local YMCA whether there were any kind of speaking courses. Told that one was being taught at that very moment, he was introduced to the course leader, Dale Carnegie. So began a long friendship with the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Betker learned how to rid himself of the terror of saying a few words in front of an audience, and in time his problem became how to stop talking. Later, Carnegie would invite the young salesman to join him on a speaking tour across America. Betker had discovered the paradox that the best way of developing self-confidence quickly is through speaking to groups. Once you have done it a few times, approaching someone important doesn't seem so horrifying, and thus you're able to enlarge your circle of contacts. As Betker puts it, speaking publicly gets you out of your shell. The ability to speak in front of other people heightens your general level of courage and is a cornerstone of a successful life. Do you know any achievers who are too frightened to speak in public? The greatest selling secret. Betker became so successful that he could have retired at age 40. What was it that vaulted him to the top rank of sales professionals? It may seem obvious, but if you don't have it, you get nowhere. Enthusiasm. Once dropped from a baseball team for being too laid back, Betker decided he would prove a point to his former coach by doubling his level of enthusiasm in his new team. It worked so well that newspaper reporters nicknamed him Pep Betker, and he became the top player in the team, his income increasing by 700%. Later, when he wasn't doing well in insurance, he decided to apply the same level of enthusiasm to his work, again witnessing an astonishing difference in results. The conventional wisdom is that you get enthusiastic when you achieve success at something. The feeling comes after the act. But Betker discovered the truth of Harvard philosopher William James's observation that the act can create the feeling. That is, you can become excited about something simply by acting excited about it. Later in his book, Betker presages today's cognitive science by suggesting that the practice of regular smiling creates a feeling of happiness and goodwill. Test this out for yourself, and remember that enthusiasm alone can transform your life and your earnings. Getting organized. True to the maxim that success comes to those who simply show up, Betker made a commitment to making at least 4 or 5 sales calls a day. In addition, he kept records of all his sales appointments. With this disciplined approach, he was able to review the results as a whole, working out the average amount of dollars that he made for each call, whether or not he sold a policy. Dedication to doing the legwork made his task of earning commissions seem much easier. Another important factor in Betker's success was that every Saturday morning he sat down and planned the week ahead. This not only made him more relaxed when he went into work on Monday morning, because he'd thought about the people he was going to see, it also made the job more interesting. He notes that the famous effectiveness of the International Business Machines, IBM, Salesforce, was due to their use of weekly planning sheets, so that every hour of every day was accounted for. He concludes, "Selling is the easiest job in the world if you work it hard, but the hardest job in the world if you try to work it easy. Success may look fully formed when we behold it with the perspective of years, but those who have achieved it know that it arrived because they made every hour and every moment productive. We are often so fearful of whether or not we can achieve something that we cannot see that if it's broken down into smaller, daily steps, it becomes much easier. Organization and discipline are more important to success than our great amounts of energy." Betker mentions one of the best-selling authors of his day, Mary Roberts Rinehart, who started writing novels late at night in response to family debt and the need to care for three children and a sick mother. When he met her, Betker asked Mrs. Rinehart if the punishing schedule had worn her down. She replied, "On the contrary, my life took on a new zest." The unlikely fact that doing more gives you greater energy to achieve more is a timeless success secret. Great ideas. Betker's book is a compendium of everything he learned as a salesman. In its 35 chapters, there are hundreds of great ideas. Here's a sample. The best salespeople do not sell. They find out what the other person wants, then help them find the best way to get it. When trying to sell something, talk mostly in terms of you and your. This lets the other person know you're thinking mainly of their interests. Forget witty conversation. Be a good listener instead. Invest in increasing your knowledge of your own industry. You can't afford not to. In contacts with clients, praise your competitors. It shows clients you're even-handed and won't hide anything from them. Use witnesses, that is, satisfied clients, to sell your product to new clients. Then you can say, "Don't listen to me, listen to them." Use a magic question to keep yourself in the presence of a potential client. Ask them, "How did you happen to get into this business, Mr. or Ms.?" The history of a person's career is always of the highest interest to them. Prepare for an audience of one as you would an audience of 100. That is, prepare properly for every meeting. Be like Abraham Lincoln with his famous 2-minute Gettysburg Address, and remember that the book of Genesis is only 442 words long. Become a master of brevity. When you greet someone, say their name. For 30 days, smile frequently and watch it transform your life. Don't ever engage another person in argument. Instead, ask questions whose answers are likely to bring them round to your viewpoint. Final comments. To succeed as a salesperson, you require a level of self-discipline, determination, and courage that will serve you well in any other field. Though not the most respected of professions, sales has been the path out of mediocrity for many who had a truncated education. In Betker's case, the psychological hurdles he had to overcome freed him from a sense of limitation. Before you disregard this book, thinking, I am not a salesperson and have no interest in sales, perhaps you should widen your definition of selling. We all have to persuade others to buy into our ideas or agree to our suggestions, and you can do this with much greater effectiveness if you're willing to study a few easy techniques. Betker's work is a great place to start. Frank Betker. Betker was born in 1888 and grew up in Philadelphia. His father died without any life insurance, leaving Mrs. Betker to cope with five small children, three of whom died in epidemics. Betker's hero was another native of the city, Benjamin Franklin. Betker was persuaded to write How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Dale Carnegie, who'd earlier invited him to join a speaking tour of the United States to junior chambers of commerce. Betker's other bestseller was How I Multiplied My Income and Happiness in Selling. He died in 1981.